Irish traveller heritage and culture. What do you think about it?
I think it's going to go well, and it'll probably pick up again, being strong again, because of to make more sites and do the fires and the black cots, they're all gone. And the younger ones, younger generations today, they won't have to mind, they're buying black cots and they're buying pans, but there's nowhere to light a fire now. They're buying horses and they've nowhere to put them, but their sites won't have horses. And the travelling culture do like dogs. Horses and animals, as you know yourself, even in their own backyards or houses, you see all their horses and their dogs. And children getting took out of school. I could take her out of school at 12, but it is travelling culture. Travellers do take out to children. A lot of travellers took out their children
last
year before they went to high school. Well, it's nice to leave them in and try and get them a culture, like leave them in and get a proper job. But I don't know what's going to happen to the children in the future. God only knows what's going to happen with all the travelling culture. Because there's too many people getting involved with all travelling culture.
Do you think that the young people coming up, they're going to be strong enough? Like, your generation is strong, that you want to carry it on. Do you think that the younger generation now strong enough to carry the travelling culture on, or what do you think?
Yeah, they will, in the help of God. They'll keep an iron going for all travelling girls and boys. They will. They'll keep their own old ancestors, because we kept it going from their culture back farther than our grandparents and bringing it on, as you said, Felix Stone. And their generation, now there's a younger generation coming up and trying to keep it on. And the younger generation keeps up, all the generations keeps going. As long as they're lost, there's a road, there's a traveller. Land's into John O'Groves.
What do you like about travelling?
Loves it.
What do you like about stuff?
Well, are you a traveller? People says, well, I used to be a traveller. There's no such thing as used to be a traveller. Once a traveller,
always a traveller.
Always a traveller.
Can you say that again? Can you say that again?
It is
please. Wait a sec. Oh, card full.
If you just repeat that.
Some people say, what if you're a traveller?
But if it's in their blood, up or down, and if it's in their gene, and they feel the urge to get up and move on travelling. As I say, when you're sitting down in the house for years and your children grew up in houses, and people come around and say, well, yeah, I used to be a traveller. I'm not a traveller no more. But once you've been a traveller, once a traveller, always a traveller, all your life a traveller. It's in the genes, it's in the blood. And the children will keep it going. You can never say that you're not a traveller when your mother or father and all belong to you as travellers.
Leila, it's like a girl in our school, her mummy and daddy's travellers and her grandparents are travellers. And because she's right in the house, she likes to think that she's not a traveller. And she went to me, so I didn't know this till the other day. Remember when she asked me to go out to hers for
dinner?
The dinner?
Yeah, for tea.
And she talks like a non-traveller. Yeah. But I went to her, because I heard her accent spit of mine. So I went to her, you must be Irish, you're a traveller, or you're Irish. She went, yeah, me mum and dad's Irish, and the travellers, and my grandparents are travellers. I said, but you're a traveller, that means. And she said, no, I'm not a traveller, I've been renting a house. I said, so, you're still a traveller.
A traveller, once a traveller, always a traveller.
And she said she dances like us and everything. She knows everything, like, everything about us. And really, she is a proper traveller, but she, like,
but there is a lot of travellers in Liverpool, isn't there? There is an awful lot of travellers sitting down in Liverpool. Because I seen some women there about 2 weeks ago. I was up near Prescott Road and said they've been living here all their life. And a lot of travellers married into the travelling community. It's married into the community, the state. So they're all over.
What's it like a non-traveller marrying into travelling culture? What do you think about that?
Not ever. If you fall in love, there's nothing you can do about it, is there? It doesn't say that I'm not going to have this and I'm not going to. A lot of travellers don't marry out, marries into the travelling community. And a lot of marriages do break up with the travelling community. And the ones that are married outsiders, they're all still happy married.
I would never marry a non-traveller.
Well, you don't know till you
fall. But you don't know till you grow up, because my uncle, I have an uncle and he's married or not, he's living with a non-traveller now. He's been there for years. A lot of travellers that live with non-travellers. And I don't know where they get that. They're living in one community and they're all close cousins. It's like Rockhale, all one close cousins. They're all far out related in Rockhale, all over the country. Travellers, it's not like that. The travellers will with their second cousins, third cousins, but not close relatives.
I don't think it's right for a traveller to marry a non-traveller. I think it's just wrong. I think it's disgusting. I think you should marry into your own community, and that's it. None should marry. If you marry a non-traveller, I think you're not a traveller. You're not. You shouldn't be a traveller if you do that.
I think if you marry whoever you want to be, then your children want to be a traveller or non-traveller.
I'd rather marry a traveller, and that's it. I would never, ever break my religion.
You could marry a non-traveller and get them travelling around if you're everywhere.
Yeah, but I still would marry a non-traveller.
There is travellers out there married to non-travellers and travelling around.
Yeah.
Okay.